General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Coming up on the Gym Class, Cedar Rapids native Landon Castle with day two of the race at Bristol. We'll let you know how Landon finished up. And what are the worst conditions you've ever played a sport in or watched a sport? We'll talk about that when we come back. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. And welcome in to the Gym Class for a Monday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer here on this Monday afternoon as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local programming block on KGYM getting underway here today. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk to Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, sports columnist here in just a little bit. And we start things off talking about the weather and getting your thoughts about it. We'll talk and kick this around and take your texts and phone calls about it coming up a little bit later on. And, winter has its grip on eastern Iowa and other places around the Midwest and around the country continuing today. And looks like maybe we may get a break coming up as we get toward the end of the week. Who deserves it more than we and us and everybody out there?
Can't disagree. And it was pretty much a lost weekend for Eastern Iowa sports. I told you, and I think you agree, I cannot believe the Hawkeye Invitational Golf Tournament second round went off on Saturday. They were going to play 36 holes and decided very early on to cut it to 18. You were supposed to play in a tournament.
I was.
At Hunter's Ridge. And that was called off, and you said, thank goodness.
I don't usually turn down golf, but Saturday would have been brutal. And I felt for those guys out playing at Finkbine and to get 18 in. And that's the impetus of where our discussion question came up.
They played well.
They did. Both Iowa and Iowa State played very, very well. Cyclones just edging out the Hawkeyes. Iowa had it until the 18th hole.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know other people don't like the 18th hole either out there.
It's not an easy hole in perfect conditions.
No, it is not. So Iowa State came up with the victory. Iowa came up in second. They needed to get that 18 in to have that count. So it helped the Hawkeyes as far as their standing, as far as getting into a regional is concerned. So I think that had a lot to do with why they went out there.
But more than that, I mean, you mentioned Bristol. They died after 80 degree weather a couple 3 days ago, dodged rain, sleet, even a little snow. Finally got it in today. Landon Castle finishing 20th, the highest finish ever for the Starcom racing team. He was hired for two races. They brought him on for a third. We'll see if he gets additional starts. Kyle Busch, the winner there, by the way. And plus Major League Baseball. Six postponements yesterday, two today. Since the start of the season, 21 postponements.
Twins-White Sox series, as you all know from the fact it was not on the North Gym this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Yeah, they lost three of them. They're going to make up those three dates. Colonels Midwest League was entirely snowed, rained, colded out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a record pace right now as far as Major League Baseball is concerned with postponements. Now, this is going to turn. We know that. But as of the moment, it is what it is, and that is the fact that it's been awful. Nobody likes it. People that depend on spring weather, summer weather, warm weather for their livelihood are losing money. Colonels are not liking it. Local golf courses are not liking it. There's a lot of people in that same boat, and hopefully this thing is going to turn around pretty darn soon.
Twins very happy to be in Puerto Rico right now. Not happy to give up a couple home games, but the Twins going to take on Cleveland for a two-game set in Puerto Rico beginning tomorrow. Then the Twins go to Tampa, so the Twins get to thaw out a bit.
Mm-hmm. We'll have those games. Join them in progress at 7 o'clock for you Tuesday and Wednesday from Puerto Rico as the Indians and the Minnesota Twins go at it. And then likewise, the game's coming up on Friday, starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down at Trop. In St. Pete out there. 319-366-1600. A couple things before we get to the phone lines here. And if you'd like to get your thoughts in on what are the worst conditions, and we thought of this because of the poor guys playing golf on Saturday out at Finkbine.
Mm-hmm.
It was Shockey, one of the Iowa golfers, said it was the worst conditions that he had ever played in. And what are the worst conditions that you have ever been in a sporting event, either participating in or maybe even watching? 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That, of course, Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. You can also reach us via the phone lines there. And as always, the gym class being presented, and again this week, by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Thank you very much. Around for 20 years, and great place for families can meet up again and again for a quick lunch after work, or just bring in the family for a nice meal and a couple drinks at night.
One of the two games postponed today, Cubs-Cardinals. They're going to make that up as part of a doubleheader on July 21st.
There you go. So no Cub-Cardinal game coming up tonight. 319-366-1600. I mentioned Landon gets 20th today. NBA playoffs are underway. Cleveland loses. Hey, you may have heard about that on the national media front today. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. LeBron doesn't care anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And if there is a team in the NBA I like and follow, it is the Indiana Pacers. I'm not jumping up and down. I wouldn't anyway, but I'm not jumping up and down because Cleveland could win the next four.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they play seven-game series in that first round, to avoid these things. So we'll see. I hope Indiana wins, but I think Cleveland's still not out of it yet, which brings up the yearly question at this time. If you can figure out the NBA scheduling technique, then bully to you out there, because they will not play again. There's some series that start on Saturday. Won't play again till Wednesday. I mean, it's crazy. Do like hockey and just play every other day or back-to-back like the Flyers and the Pens mm-hmm. did this weekend. You don't need to take every round of the playoffs 3.5 weeks, NBA. Jeez. Couple other news and notes. NAIA is going to go to one division starting in 2020 and 2021 for our friends at Mount Mercy University. They are, for a while, they were in Division II, moved up to Division I when they joined the Heart of America Conference, but now everybody's going to be in one division in NAIA sports
mm-hmm.
under one umbrella starting in 2020-2021. Perhaps the top football, remaining uncommitted football recruit in the state of Iowa made his decision over the weekend. It's Max Dugan, or Duggan, we're not exactly sure which one, out of Lewis Central and Council Bluffs, quarterback, committed to play for Gary Patterson and TCU over the weekend. Iowa and Iowa State had made inquiries, but they weren't considered to be one of the front runners for the quarterback out in Council Bluffs.
Both teams in the state in pretty good shape for quarterbacks right now. But Duggan comes highly regarded. He was recruited by a lot of different schools. I have not seen him play. I've seen some video on him. He looks good.
He does. He's definitely will fit right into what TCU is looking for under the scheme that Gary Patterson runs out there. And CBS, we mentioned weather before we got people on hold, and we're going to get you right here. But CBS, they moved, of course, due to the weather. They moved the golf tee times up yesterday, and CBS getting all sorts of heat because they ran it during the regular 2-5 slot
mm-hmm.
on a tape delay basis, and everybody knew that followed golf who won. And they're looking at revamping the way they do this. I don't know how they're going to do it. They want them to put it on a platform, like on an app or something for that you could watch.
I don't do apps.
Mark doesn't do apps. So there you go.
Get on my computer and look at PGAtour.com. Or I'll wait until it's replayed. I knew who won.
Didn't wreck
and I
your,
still watched it.
It didn't wreck your day, did it?
No.
The only place that didn't have bad weather over the weekend was Long Beach, and they had a great race mm-hmm. yesterday for the IndyCar Series. 3:13, we're going to talk to Michael Oss in just a little bit. Want to hear from you out there, either via the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line or the phone lines here. What's the worst weather you ever encountered, either as a player or as a spectator? I think more of as a player. That's more fun to talk about, but I've got stories for both of them. And we start off with our friend Joel in Muscatine on this Monday. Joel, how are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Thanks for being patient, dude.
No problem. So, it was spectating, but I was coaching. It was actually the last game I ever coached at Morningside College. It was a national semifinal game for the NAIA playoffs at St. Francis in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which if you've ever been to that campus, the football field end zones are east to west, and the visitor sideline is on the north side of the stadium.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And there is no bleachers behind you, and there is a lake behind you. So it was north wind. The wind chills were minus 5. It was December 9th was the date, I believe. Wind chills were minus 5, and I was excited because, you know, I was always up in the press box, you know, doing the defensive game plan with one of our assistant coaches up top and always talking down to the defensive coordinator. Well, about a half hour before kickoff, the defensive coordinator said, nope, you're going to signal in the plays from the sideline. I'm going up top today because it's too cold. So, being the young assistant, I got the short end, and I was on the sideline for that whole game. And unfortunately, it was the last game of our season, and we had guys getting treated for frostbite at halftime. It was bad. It was the coldest I've ever been outside, and I even had adequate gear. It was brutal, and it's sad because there was so much on the line for that game. But we were a spread team, which we just didn't have the horses that day. But, yeah, it was super cold. And I know our guys all still talk about that as one of their most memorable games that they played in. So that's my cold weather war story. And I guess when you're the D coordinator, you get to make those guys have to stand on the sidelines. So
well, glad you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
glad,
Joel.
Glad you thought out, Joel. 319-366-1600. Let's bring in Skip in Cedar Rapids before we get to Kyle as well. Skip, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Waiting to go into work.
All right.
I guess this isn't too much weather related. It was cold as hell in 1975, but we was playing junior high football. I played for Wilson Ramblers, and we was playing in McKinley, and broken beer bottles covered the field.
Oh yes.
We was scared to play, you know, but it just, I wouldn't say it's all weather related, but man alive, we got off the bus and like, what in the heck is going on?
I had the same experience a few years before that, Skip. I know whereof you speak.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you had to go through it also.
You too.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks, man. Skip. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600.
They've cleaned up that field since.
Yes, they have.
But back in the day, it's dangerous.
It was. Hi, Kyle.
Hey.
Cold enough for you?
Almost. I don't know. Back here in the corner of the studio where I am throughout the day, the cold days are really cold. The heat just doesn't hit back here. So when it's cold, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I had my sophomore year of high school, I had a football game, and I went to Jeff, and I don't know if anybody's familiar, but at Jeff, you walk from the school down the street to Kingston, and that day we had a terrible rainstorm. And so before we even made it to the field, as we're walking down the street was doing those residential roads when they get nice and rainy, they puddle up and you got a little mini river. We had to walk through, you know, ankle high water just to get to our first game of the year. And we get out there and we're playing Xavier, and their very first carry, they had a pretty good running back. He took the ball, got through the first level and was, you know, about to break away. And the ball was so slippery as he tucked the ball away. It just shot right out of his hands. It was awful.
This was before turf at Kingston.
Turf.
That was it was a sophomore game. After it had been put in, that was actually the first game on that turf.
Okay.
I scored the first touchdown on that turf.
Wow.
No, you didn't.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Fun fact, I scored the first touchdown in that sophomore game on the new turf at Kingston. And I also scored the first touchdown at Linmar's new stadium on their new turf.
Look at Kyle.
Little fun facts there.
Look at Kyle. Look at that. We should put that, get that a little bit more publicity
out there.
Who knew? 319-366-1600 at 18 past 3. You can text your Your stories in on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers.
I have a couple. They're not great, but they're mine. As a participant, I don't know if it was my junior or senior year in high school golf. First meet of the year at Twin Pines. And it was sub-freezing, 31-ish, 30-ish, wind blowing, and snow flurries. And I didn't think I'd ever been as cold than that. And I think others have had similar experiences in that regard.
Because we played spring golf.
Right.
This was before fall golf got going for the 4As.
Yeah.
Everybody used to play in the spring. And mine's similar. The two here before we get to a couple calls, Greg and John. Yeah, I remember playing a golf meet with snow falling down. Also a Legion baseball game. Remember playing that with snow falling until they said it was okay, we're going to play one more inning unless this thing stops. And it stopped. The snow must have been a baseball fan that day. But coldest I've ever been, though, hands down. And I looked it up again just to make sure. 1991 high school football quarterfinals at Dalzell Field in Dubuque. The old Dalzell with the open press box. The year they had all the snows early, and they moved most of those games that year to dome stadiums. They moved them to South Dakota that year.
Yes.
Played a lot of them in the Uni Dome. There were only about three or four that were not played indoors. And by golly, the late John Lowry and I went up to Dubuque for the Kennedy Wallert quarterfinal. And couldn't keep stats because you couldn't write. Mm-hmm. It was so cold. Wallert won 27-14, and we finally got the feeling back in our feet at Anamosa on the way back with the heat cranked up to about 8-10. Finally got it back, but that was the coldest I have ever been in my life.
I've got another couple to share, but we're going to yield to the phone lines and several texts coming in as well.
Yeah, let's get to John in Iowa City with his story. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Getting a seat on perspective in this Midwestern Yankee show. So we played some people in the hotel at the North Carolina, and we played Georgia Tech. This was back in the mid to late 80s. Mm-hmm. I won't get a certain year because it'll make me sound really, really old. And when we took the field, it was over 103 degrees. Yeah. And you were sweating so much that you physically could not see in front of you through those old bike helmets that had supposedly had the pouches in them with the water that they would cool on the sidelines. It's before misters and everything else that all the college guys have now. And our coaches were so bright they gave us salt tablets because they thought that would cut. And which really worked well, especially for a guy like me that was running all over the field. And then the weather started to turn, and the temperature dropped about 25 degrees or 20 degrees in that ballpark in a few minutes, and we had a little tornado.
Oh, jeez. So
decided to start kind of ripping through and bleeping, and pads were going everywhere, and water bottles were thrown around, and it was an unusual experience. So that was, not only was that the most enlightening as far as football games, because I realized that I was a good high school football player but needed a lot of work in college, but it also was enlightening that I feared for my life starting a football game.
No kidding.
What's worse? I in football, it's going to be the heat. Is going to be, yeah, no doubt. But I want to know if people think it's worse to be out there in 105 degrees in humidity or minus 20. So
we also played Rutgers later that year, and so I kind of got the best. I got down 105, and I got kind of introduction to the cold before I moved up here. And it was bad. The cold was horrible because once you hit somebody, even if you tap them, your body felt like an icicle. I guess at least in the heat, you could, as long as you're hydrated and ignore the coaches with the whole salt tap, which you can at least do something. But the cold was brutal because you just could not. You just couldn't do much, and it's really bad. But I would probably take the extreme heat minus the tornado.
Yes.
Over anything else.
John, good remembrances there, and thankfully you got through it.
Thanks, guys.
Scott, I think we were both at a game at Kingston Stadium years ago. LaSalle was involved, and a similar situation popped up as well.
Yeah.
And that game got canceled.
That game did get canceled. That was a scary night.
Yeah.
That was scary out there. Let's go to Greg in Cedar Rapids with his sports weather story. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, guys. Scott, you stole my number one. I was a participant for Kennedy High School in 1991 at Dalzell Field.
It was cold, wasn't it?
Well, unfortunately, I got pulled up as a sophomore, and the only thing I played was special teams. I was wanting more touchdowns so I could run down on kickoff and stay warm, but it wasn't happening. We had a guy that sock caught on fire standing too close to the heater on the sideline, and he didn't even know it for a good 10 seconds. Everybody was numb. My backup would be the same exact place. I can't stand that Dalzell Field. 1993, we went up there, and it was about 33 degrees, driving rain, and back to catch a punt. My buddy's hands were so frozen. I think we caught one punt the entire time. We had to catch and just let it splash. It was miserable, and luckily blocked an extra point, or it would have gone overtime. We beat them 14-13.
Perfect.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, as Greg mentioned, that was the coldest sporting event I've ever been to. And I wasn't playing. I was in the box. I was probably as bad off as Greg almost because we couldn't move either. And that wind was coming right in, and there was nowhere to hide. And holy cow.
There's a lot of high school football games of postseason where you go to a smaller school that has a small press box. You end up walking the sidelines and trying to keep stats.
We're broadcasting
late
outside.
November. Oh yeah,
did that twice in my career, and the last one was the the second to last season for LaSalle down at where was it, either North Mahaska or Prairie City, one of the two. And they told us, you can come on down. Yeah, no idea what we were in
press
for.
Press box of two-seater. Yep.
The outhouse was bigger next to the field.
On the Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line.
You're outside.
0983 says the 17 Pinstripe Bowl. 1545, worst conditions ever. Several years ago, I was at Iowa's home opener, and a full-blown monsoon occurred. Rivers of water were flowing down from the steps. Because of lightning, everyone was told to go inside at halftime. And because there was so much rain, most everybody went home. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. 3:26. We're going to take a quick break, come back with a few more remembrances here, and then we'll also talk with Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So keep them coming. Coldest or hottest, worst weather you've ever participated or watched a sporting event in. That's bad grammar, isn't it, Mark?
Yes.
I know. How would you?
In which?
Thank you. We'll work on that when we go to break. Back with more after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure. Let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really.
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Want to enhance your current career or start a new career but don't know where to begin? Look no further than Upper Iowa University. Stop by the Cedar Rapids Center on April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. to learn more about UIU's exceptional graduate programs that you can easily fit into your busy schedule. Visit uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids or call 319-848-8488 to RSVP. Upper Iowa University Cedar Rapids Center. Education built for life.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back in the gym class, we come back with a little It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube because we're talking about days that weren't good. 319-366-1600. Michael Ott's going to join us coming up here in a couple minutes. We're talking about the worst weather stories, worst weather situations in which
attaboy,
you were a part of as a spectator or as a participant. How is that? That's better, isn't it?
Real quick, as a spectator, one of my first high school games I covered at the Gazette in the 70s was at Washington. And it started out to be a decent day, 50 degrees maybe. But by the end of the game, the wind had picked up. It was in the 30s. I did not bring a jacket. And I went to interview Pinky Primrose afterwards, the Hall of Fame baseball coach at Washington. And I'm shivering. I can barely get words out of my mouth to ask him what I wanted to ask him.
Sure, Pinky didn't ask if you were cold or anything either, did he?
He said, son, if you're going to do this for any length of time, come prepared. Now, I'll always remember that.
There you go. Sage advice from the sage.
78-54, went to the 1981 Rose Bowl clinching game against Michigan State. 10 degrees and snowing off and on. My feet were so cold, and we got out of the game. I was walking what felt like on the ends of my legs and not my feet. 91-21, my worst experiences last year at Wrigley. When the Yankees were in town and it was freezing the whole game, only to have Gardner hit a home run them in the ninth to make it even worse. 0-2-1-1 in 1999, I had to catch a doubleheader in 103 degrees to make a finals in a tournament. We made the finals when I was finally pulled from catching duty, only to play shortstop on the hottest day of my life.
Tyler Ryder. No, we're just kidding. Just kidding. 319-366-1600. I am surprised nobody has mentioned the Gator Bowl game.
Yeah.
The Iowa-Florida Gator Bowl game. That was the is it still to this day the coldest day ever in Florida history?
Maybe.
Or at least Jacksonville history. By the way, kudos. This is completely off topic, but kudos to the Gator Bowl for bringing the word Gator back to that game starting next year. It's for years it was known as other. It's going to be said sponsor Gator Bowl. That's the way it should be. Thank you to those folks for bringing that back.
61-13, I watched the Iowa baseball game against Minnesota, and I froze my butt off, but the Hawks won 10-9.
Isn't it always interesting that people add if their team won or lost and made it even better or more bearable or worse? Like the home run against the Cubs from Brett Gardner or, but Iowa won the game.
Yeah.
That's what we remember. Interesting.
35-60, Joe, a friend, beer snowballs at Lambeau are no fun.
How about, we could get into schnapps bottles at certain Big Ten stadiums, things like that, or schnapps, as one former Hawkeye football coach used to say, a schnapps bottle.
87-21, 1978 at Monticello. It rained so hard, but little gain on the bottom of the pile. You thought you were going to drown.
Oh.
Must have been a lineman there. I don't know.
Or a running back or somebody, middle linebacker or whatever the case may be. Thank you. That was fun. We'll go over, if we got some time after we talk to Mike, we'll go over a few more.
Keep did they learn today?
Keep him coming in.
Kyle Mann, great producer, great guy.
First one to score famous. On the turf at Kingston Stadium.
And at Lindmar Stadium. How about that?
How about that? There you go. All right, we'll take a break, come back. When we do, we're going to talk to Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Iowa spring game coming up this week, and we'll talk about that and a whole lot more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
When it comes to performance, the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way, like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Got some more weather stories we're going to get to here before 4 o'clock today. Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery, coming your way for a Monday here on KGYM. Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, set to join us right now. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow as well on Twitter, at Halas. That is his Twitter handle out there. Mike, do you have a story on worst conditions you ever covered an event?
Well, several. I drove through a blizzard to get to a baseball game once. And, it was at the Metrodome. That was a long time ago. It was in April. The reason was the Orioles had lost, I believe, 18 in a row or something like that to start the season. Mike Boddicker was with the Orioles. So they were playing a three-game setup in Minnesota. And I went up and saw them lose 19, 20, and 21. And on the way up there, in that pocket, there always seems to get bad weather, northern Iowa, southern Minnesota. It was horrendous. Another time, way back when, I drove to Michigan and Michigan State for back when the Big Ten basketball schedule made sense.
Amen.
Iowa played Michigan State on a Thursday night and Michigan on a Saturday night. So I actually flew up to Michigan State and and I got a car and I drove to Ann Arbor or something like that. The details aren't important, but it was snowy and icy, and I spun on the interstate, and I came out of it okay, but I put a bread truck in a ditch.
Ooh.
Yeah, nobody was hurt, no damage. The guy was amazingly calm afterwards, which to this day I'm grateful for.
But did Iowa win? That's the main question, Mike. Come on.
Couldn't tell you.
Were you at the Gator Bowl that year in Jacksonville?
No.
Okay.
I was not, and I'm glad of it. And I wasn't at the Pinstripe Bowl this last December, and that had an open-air press box. And I'm telling you, my hat's off to every sports writer, whatever, in that press box who made it to the end of the game, because I know I couldn't have.
Speaking of cold weather, Mike, there's stories going on out there that Wrigley Field wants not only a bowl game, but maybe host Northwestern home games starting in a year or two. I don't remember what, but this guy kind of goes along with the Pinstripe Bowl. Is it really wise to hold bowl games in the North and in the Midwest? Not only baseball stadiums, but outside.
Is it wise to schedule baseball games in April? I don't know. I mean, New York is the only true cold weather site where they do it. And you think it's, you know, the uniqueness of Yankee Stadium in New York City. But there were a lot of cold bowl games this year, and I was at one of them in Memphis. I mean, it was cold when I got to Memphis. It was cold when I left Memphis. It was cold all the time in between. You know, it's the end of December, and you're not in the Caribbean. So Chicago, New York, Memphis, what, you know, what's the difference?
I don't think they're going to have a Big Ten team at that bowl game if it does go off. So
probably not, and I don't know how you squeeze one more bowl into the schedule without some other bowl going bye-bye.
Oh, there's definitely ways to get more bowl games.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point they're going to be taking teams that are 4-8.
Yeah,
you're right about that. Iowa and Iowa State hope they are not 4-8 coming up this fall. Iowa State did not play a spring game. Iowa will play a spring scrimmage coming up on Friday night. Looks like it will go off. Temperature expected to be high 40s, around 50 degrees anyway. And I know you're not shedding any tears that Iowa State didn't have their spring game. And if you had your druthers, you probably would want to do something else Friday night, right?
It's my least favorite thing on the sports calendar. I mean, look, it's not a game. It's not even close to a game. And I don't know what this thing in Iowa City is going to be, because I've heard that they'll only have 70 yards of the field available for use. I don't understand what that means. I was down there last week, and looks like they could use 100. But the end zone starts to get pretty close to the construction site. So it wouldn't surprise me if they have some sort of area of the 100 yards roped off. It's, you know, several key players won't play. Others will play sparingly. But it's just a thing they do because it promotes the program. It's, they do it everywhere. And there is a core of people who will go. But I think it speaks well of Iowans that they don't treat the spring game with the kind of religious fervor that it is greeted with in select pockets around the country, Nebraska being maybe first and foremost.
Another topic being floated, Mike, is the possibility that the Hy-Vee series in basketball may be short-lived, and Iowa has an opt-out 18 months ahead of the next game that's being played. It's going to go off this coming season, but maybe not for long. Do you like the event? Should it go away? And I know it's being driven by the 20-game Big Ten schedule, too.
Yeah. It's not. It has never struck me as a very meaningful day in the state. When you consider all four teams are under one roof, there's never really been a buzz to it. And I can't figure out if that's because you know, for one thing, Drake hasn't been particularly good.
Mm-hmm.
This past season they were good, but they weren't regarded as anything special last December. For another, you know, it takes two to make a matchup, and it just seems like there hasn't been that one great matchup between either Iowa and Iowa State and you and I and Drake. So there's that. Also, I know it's in Des Moines and it's in Iowa, but the neutral site thing kind of is a buzzkill.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, and it's in December, you know, fairly early in the season when basketball fever isn't ramped up, and it's just not a big deal. So it's good that you can see all four teams in a 4-hour period under one roof, but the television for it has been sketchy lately. People, you know, it's hard to find on TV, or maybe it isn't even on TV, I forget. And I don't think that most people yet are locked into watching sports on the internet. I realize that a lot of people have gotten there and are getting there, but I don't think that it's really, you know, it's not a thing for the masses quite yet.
Well, Mark, you proclaimed earlier you're not watching PGA golf on your app.
No,
if
and
they
I'm
show
not,
it live.
Not inclined to watch Major League Baseball on Facebook either.
No, and we know that's the way it's going, et cetera, et cetera. And there's going to be a lot of different platforms, Sling TV and Hulu and, you know, YouTube and you name it. We'll all get used to it. But I'm not there yet, you know. If it's something obscure that I can only find on the web and I want to see it, I'll go to the web. But if it's something that I'm used to seeing on TV, I get, you know, I'm spoiled. I'm not inclined to go the other way.
It will be a sad day, though, when, say, an Iowa doesn't play a UNI in basketball, yet plays Savannah State, plays, you know, fill in for four games. And I understand those teams need the revenue. That's not what I'm getting at. You're going to have to play two or three of those games. But it's just, to me, it makes no sense at two teams in the same state. But again, I remember back when they used to jam 23,000 into the Unidome to watch mm-hmm. Iowa and UNI, and that was fun. Mm-hmm.
And it was, I always thought it was very cool and very gracious of Iowa and Iowa State to play both Drake and UNI in the same season, one of them on the road each year, because we knew they didn't have to do it. And we also knew that few other teams from the power conferences do that with other teams in the state. They'll play them at home, but they won't have home and homes, and they'll limit the number of games and et cetera. So I always admired Johnny Orr and Tom Davis and whoever was coach at the time at Iowa and Iowa State for letting that go on. But at some point they just said, you know, we don't need to, we're not going to.
I remember the day. It's when you and I got good.
Well, that influences things, sure. But you know, if a 20-game Big Ten schedule is one of the reasons, then I'm okay with it, because I'd rather see more Big Ten games than anything.
Mike, I know you follow the G League, at least those players from Iowa and Iowa State, and I always enjoy your posts on that. And I see today that George Niang from Iowa State, first team All G League, and he's on the Utah roster now for the playoffs. And I think Nader's on a playoff roster as well. But the thing I think about is, with all these underclassmen coming out for the NBA every year, the window to make the NBA gets shorter and shorter. I know Paige got a taste this year. Just an accomplishment, I think, anymore for anybody to make the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any of the mock drafts, and I don't know why you would, but if you did, you'd see that there are very few Big Ten players projected to be drafted this year.
Mm.
There's only 60 slots, and there are very few seniors projected or juniors. It's it's a very strange thing. In fact, there was news today that the backup point guard at Purdue, he averaged 2.9 points a game his freshman season. His name is Nojel Eastern. I saw him play once when they played at Iowa, and I thought he looked like a good prospect. But he's an entry into the NBA draft. Well, he knows he's not going to get drafted. He knows that nothing's going to happen from this, except he might be able to go to a workout or two or have an NBA executive tell him you need to do this or that. And I guess if you hear it from some other coach, maybe it resonates more than if your own coach has told you that 100 times. I don't know. This is a guy who made 20 of 48 free throws. I'll tell you, the very first thing
I can do better than that
executive is going to tell him is work on your free throw shooting.
I could beat that.
I'll tell you what. on the other hand, quite the opposite of the window being pretty small. I mean, one of the best stories of the year is Andre Ingram, who got called up by the Lakers. I don't know how many years in the G League, scores 19, and then he goes and throw out the first pitch at the Dodger game. I mean, what a life changer for that guy!
Yeah, well, I tell you, if you spent 10 years in that league, they should give you a lifetime pass. Dodgers.
I mean, he made more in 3 days than he did in a G League season.
Yeah. And here, the funny thing is, the Los Angeles G League team it's like the Lakers practice facility where they play their home games. Mm. It's not an arena. It has no feel whatsoever of being on a pro basketball team, and then all of a sudden he's in Staples Center scoring 19 a game. It's cool. And, that's one of the myriad of great things about sports is, every so often something's going to happen that'll put a smile on your face when the rest of the world seems like it's coming unglued.
Michael Oss joining us at 3:50 for a few more minutes here on the Monday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. And we're suffering through winter weather here, and we've been talking about it. January just won't seem to go away or anything like that. But I know JR wrote a piece about Larry Gladson getting into the Iowa PGA Hall of Fame. And everyone knows him as the pro at Elm Crest. He was the teacher for Zach Johnson, but he's been so much more than that. I'm glad to see Larry get an honor like that.
Sure, Larry's just a great guy. The next person who tells me anything bad about him will be the first one. I went to that Golf Hall of Fame thing a few years ago in Des Moines, and when you look at the list of people who are included, it's like, well, this is kind of a big deal. There are some great names on that thing. So it wouldn't be complete without Larry getting in there one day. And, I read that with interest, too, and I'm happy for him. Not at all surprised, but pleased for him. And what's good about it is it makes so many other people happy.
Zach inducted in 2016 to the Iowa Golf Hall of Fame. And a sidelight, this year's class also includes Charlie Burkhart, who was the first person to build a driving range in Marion, was the first head pro at Kenmore, which became Elm Crest. So a lot of, I don't know about a lot, a few folks around here might remember Charlie. So,
do you remember that par 3 course in Marion?
Townhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great place. And I had no trouble hitting the greens on that in that place. I just never knew which one I was on.
they had a couple of pretty good holes, though. I remember that.
Remember Chapman's too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That kind of gave away our age.
Yeah. Well, we could go on and on.
Didn't Townhouse have lights?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
We're not helping.
People needed to wear a helmet on that.
Been there a few times, and it was a very fun place to go and work on your short game. Hey, when you were like 7 and 8 years old, it looked like Augusta National. Oh, that's all I know, man. You were happy to be out there.
You know, it's funny how that works. I remember the first so-called Mexican restaurant that opened here. It was like a taco shop. And I thought that I had died and gone to heaven. And, you know, now my response is, another taco place?
Yeah. Well, what you got in the hopper besides the Iowa Spring scrimmage this week?
Yeah. It's kind of the dead zone, but I'm trying to get a handle on the football team who I should be watching Friday night. What one player do you think that needs to be watched?
The wide receiver.
Brandon Smith.
You like Brandon Smith? I think the transfer from, I can't remember his name, from Sioux Falls. From up in Northwest.
Groenweg?
Yes. That'd be the guy. That'd be the guy.
Talking him up.
Yep. That'd be the one I would like to see.
You realize, and I mentioned this in print the other day, but Nate Stanley was not good in last year's spring game.
Yeah.
And some of that was not his fault. I mean, guys were dropping passes, too.
Right.
But you didn't walk away from that saying, yeah, I think we can mark him down for 26 touchdowns. So, I guess I try to remember this stuff with, as I go into each spring game, but somebody will, leave us walking away saying, oh, I think they got a player there.
Oh, yeah. And then you got your Dan McGuire's on the other side of the of the coin, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday after that spring scrimmage.
Okay.
All right. Take a quick break. Come back. Wrap her up after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today. That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the how can we help you feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany, I work with John Rodriguez, I've worked with numerous people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Our thanks to Mike Halas for joining us. Going to talk some Major League Baseball coming your way tomorrow here on the program. Got some more weather-related queries, don't we?
Yeah, let's squeeze in the poll question first. Brought to you by Emo's Hideaway, and you can find it at KGYMradio.com. What is baseball's biggest problem so far this season? Be strikeouts, tanking, pace of play, or weather? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
We're going to talk a little bit about pace of play tomorrow. There was an interesting article in CBS Sports over the weekend.
Sounds good. By the way, Emo's celebrating its fifth anniversary, an all-day celebration tomorrow with specials and whatnot. So go ahead and go out there and visit them.
Happy anniversary, Jamie.
Yes. Chris, Nate. Oh, let's see here. There's so many of them. 25-23, Iowa-Kansas State at Arrowhead Stadium. Football was the hottest.
Hot.
Iowa-Michigan a few years ago. Face masks and ski goggles. 20 below and chilly. 0-5-2-0, co-ed softball tournament in Coralville in the early 2000s. Lost the first game and had to play 4 or 5 hours straight to win a tourney in 100-plus degree weather. Kept bringing
and
the
you
shirt.
Won, though. You remember? See? Yeah.
Still remember if they won or not.
There you go. Thank you. That was a lot of fun for your remembrances. Hopefully this weather is going to turn. We'll talk some baseball coming up for you tomorrow. NBA playoff basketball, San Antonio Golden State tonight at 9 o'clock. Tune in for that here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhns coming up next.
1 in 5 Iowans lives with a disability. A gift to Easter Seals Iowa helps individuals with an intellectual, developmental, or physical disability, autism, or mental illness get the training they need to live, learn, work, and play. Please donate at disabilityia.org today. Easter Seals Iowa, turning disabilities into possibilities. Sponsored by Easter Seals Iowa and aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, Duke